Happy St. Patty's Day, all. I'm sure most of you guys are out at the bar drinking beer and getting gassed already. So when you get home and you're drunk tonight, you're scrolling through Facebook, you watch this video. You probably forget everything. And then in the morning, when you roll up next to that three that you brought home, you roll over and tell her to leave. Click back on it and go over it again. But today we're going to go over the questions from yesterday. And I'm going to address 39-4-64, which is throwing debris from a vehicle and why it's such a great tool for us here in New Jersey. For those who are joining us from other states, stay tuned. I'm going to go over a little RAS and PC. I know some guys have asked for things. I know some of this Title 39 stuff, which is motor vehicle traffic law in New Jersey, doesn't apply to you. I would advise you to go into your traffic law and read about it and read the details in it so you can use this stuff for your benefit to affect good motor vehicle stops. And generally what I teach is interdiction, if you don't know that already. So chewing gum too, which I shouldn't be doing while I'm doing a video, but it's St. Patty's Day. Who cares, right? All right, 39-40-64, throwing debris from my vehicle. No person shall throw debris or drop any debris to include a cigarette, cigar, and here's the wonderful part of it, match or ashes or any substance, anything. So you're going to know that when you see a car, when you're out watching motor vehicles and you're watching traffic, and when people spot a law enforcement officer, a lot of times the first thing people tend to do is when they get very nervous is to light up. Now, if you don't have probable cause to stop the car, or in New Jersey, you need RAS, it's really nice because they just give it to you, because most people don't have ashtrays in their motor vehicles. Let me throw this come out. Most people don't have ashtrays in their motor vehicles. So what they'll do is when they see you, they get nervous, they'll light up. And what's the first thing you see is that cigarette comes up against the window and they start ashing out the window. Now, I advise you to turn your camera on and capture that. Make sure you get that PC on camera for your stop. You know, if you're seeing something that's PC that you want your camera to see, that you want your camera to grasp and get all that good footage of probable cause, what you were seeing. And a lot of times it's as simple as seeing that cherry come out of the window and being flipped. I mean, here's another tip. If a car drives past you and there's two or three people in the car and now you pull up next to them and now everybody's smoking, you have people who are engaged in criminal activity, okay? Somebody has warrants. There's either some kind of drugs or criminal activity going on in the car. You must know that. So that's another clue for today. But it's a really, really nice tool. I used it a lot. People just ashing out the window, throwing a cigarette butt, but ashing. Ashing is such a monumental stop that I had all the time. It was just so good. And I want you guys to know it as well. So I'm going to go into yesterday's question so I can move my stuff over here. Let's see. All right. So I was taking requests for today's video, anything about, and a lot of guys wrote in. I wanted to just address a few different things. Rich, then, the case law for the odor of marijuana being an arrestable offense. I know it's a dead horse, but it's still, but so many I talk to say it's not. So they're wrong. Again, I want to go back to that. It's State versus William Witt. Like I said yesterday, actually, I'll pull that up as we work here. I should have had it up before. Give me 1 second. I'll pull up some of the wording from it. So I can just go over with you guys, so people who are new to the group that don't know, in New Jersey, for the odor of marijuana on somebody's clothing or their person, it's an arrestable offense. And it's per se, satisfies the impressive requirement that a CDS offense has taken place. It's a great little tool we have here. Let me just go back to it here. You guys can bear with me 1 second, and I'll address this. Okay, and here's what it said. The smell of marijuana itself can suffice to furnish probable cause that a criminal offense has been committed. The smell of marijuana gave Trooper Gore, who was a police officer just like you, the right to arrest the defendant for committing an apparent marijuana offense in his presence. The impress requirement is satisfied by the trooper's use of his sense of smell in much the same manner as if he had used his sight or hearing or touch. In any event, subject to any pertinent defenses, possession of a quantity of marijuana is an offense under 2C351084. The distinctive odor of burnt marijuana is evidence of such possession. A strong odor is not required for the detection of the characteristics of the smell of burnt marijuana by a trained and experienced state trooper slash police officer emanating from the passenger compartment of a legally stopped motor vehicle, created probable cause to believe that a violation of the law had been or was being committed. The appropriate charge is 2C351084, and the complaint on your for PC on your complaint is odor of marijuana. You don't believe me? I will put the link up here. You can read it again. You can bring it to whoever you want. If there's anybody on here who's watching this video and has used this before, please comment, and you can reach out to them as well. A lot of guys are using it. There is no problems with it. I'm not telling you these things. I want you to go out and get in trouble. I know it's hard to relay this information to your bosses, but it is true. You can be arrested for that. On to the next question. Go back to my Facebook page here so I can read these friggin' questions. All right. How are babies made? From Joe Bowler. Joe, call me, buddy. We'll go for it. Let's see. Renato, I can't answer that one for you. Sorry, buddy. I know we get a lot of phone calls between you and I. I can't answer. I don't have an answer for you on that because I don't know it. All right. So Terry Brady from Massachusetts. Welcome, Massachusetts. In Massachusetts, weed is basically legal, although distribution is not. Courts don't care about weed cases here in Massachusetts. A refresher on different ways to develop RES, could be RS for them, involving heroin, cocaine, et cetera, would be very helpful. Now, that's a very, very broad subject to go over. Really, you're going to just have to pay attention to the page. I can't go over all the things and how to develop RES in just a short video. But if you scroll back through the pages, I'm going to go through some stuff. I'll try to address it over the next few days. There's a lot to know. I can't just give it to you over this thing. So if you want to do a phone call, man, give me a call. Send me a message and send me your number. I'll give you a shout. All right, the last one's from Tom. Cell phones on CDS arrests. If it hasn't already been done, when can you bag them? If you have a DB, what can you do with them on patrol level once confiscated? So that really depends. I mean, are you taking somebody's cell phone for a dime bag of weed? Are you taking somebody's cell phone, like a heroin, somebody who's shooting dope? You're taking their cell phone because you found four bags of dope on them? Or are you taking a cell phone with somebody you can tie to distribution? So I would say that would make your distribution case really strong. You can actually either ask for consent to go into the cell phone or you get a CDW in New Jersey, which is a warrant. And actually, I don't think you even have to go to a judge for that. I think just the grand jury would have to vote on that. And I'm not 100% on that off the top of my head. But yeah, if you want to tie him into the case, the drug dealer, you want to get more evidence, you can take that phone when you have a distribution charge. At least that's what I would do in those circumstances. But for personal use, it's going to be difficult to try to take somebody's property and like a seizure of it for personal use of drugs. It's not going to fly. Hopefully that answers your questions. Guys, if you have more stuff you want to know about specifically, I will actually always toss my stuff in there too, but just reach out to me. Hopefully everybody has a safe Paddy's Day. Don't be stupid out there. Take an Uber. Don't be dumb. We've all done it. I'm not going to tell you hundreds of times I've done it, but don't be stupid. Don't lose your job because you don't want to pay the $18 like a friggin' Uber home. All right. Don't be retarded. Remember this. There are guys who have lost. You hit somebody and you hurt them. They don't like cops in prison. You'll be fucking getting it up the ace. All right. So you don't want that. Take an Uber home. Goodbye.